Rabbi Daniel Gladstein, part two.
It's me again. You know the story about the rabbi in New York? So the congregation was saying, you know, the rabbi, he learns all day, he downs all day, but he's not connecting with the people, so the rabbi has to spend more time with the people. So maybe the rabbi should go hunting with the people in the shul. So the rabbi, okay, no problem, he's going to go hunting with the chevra. So he went out to the fields, and all of a sudden, they see a deer, the rabbi picks up the gun, the balabas picks up the gun, they both shoot, and now there's a big machlokes. Who shot the deer? Yachloiku called the Omgvar, Yehemunach. So the rabbi said, I shot the deer, Varaya Brura. He said, Baba said, you know, he said, because the bullet went through one ear right out the other. Parshas Lech Lecha, this year is supposed to be about Shabbos, so we'll try to connect it with the Parsha. So the Parsha begins, Ayim Hashem El Avram, Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, Me'ladetzecha, Me'beis Avicha. Wow, what a warm introduction to Avraham Avinu. who in the world is Avraham Avinu that Hashem's speaking to him? I mean, Hashem doesn't just speak to everybody. Oh, we know at the end of Noach, we have a list of like 15 names. This guy, that guy. We know nothing more about one than the other. We don't know one's a tzaddik, one's a rasha. We don't know what they do for a living. No biographical information of all these people. And then suddenly, Vayomer Hashem Avram, who in the world is Avraham Avinu? Who's this guy? So you say, no, it's not the derech of the Torah to make introductions, really. Parshas Noach, you have a whole hakdama. The Noach matzachin meinei Hashem. Noach is tzaddik. Tamim Hayah B'dayroisav. That's like him. His Halach Noach, the Targum says, he walked B'yiras Hashem. You have a Gansu Megillah about the character and the personality and the Tzidkus and the Yir Shamayim of Noach. So now we know why he's going to be the only person saved from the Mabul. But here, all of a sudden, Rebbe Hashem picks someone who we know absolutely nothing about. There's not one piece of information giving about Avraham. Why, man? Rebbe Hashem basically comes up to him, Avraham, I'm going to make you into the greatest individual in the greatest nation that ever was. I'm going to bless anyone who blesses you. I'm going to curse anyone who curses you. I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to make you renowned. Whatever, I'm going to give you children. And I'm Vagadlo Shemech. I'm going to give you the greatest bracha in the history of the world. But who is the guy? We don't know anything about him. You want to say maybe that there was a guy named Nimrod, and Nimrod said, Avram, if you don't denounce your religion, I'm going to throw you into the fire, and Hashem threw Avram into the fire, and he was rescued. I mean, say one nice thing. Say he was a Baal Chesed, he was a Maimon, he was a Makar. There are a lot of nice things to say about Avraham Avinu. Not one word. Who is Avraham Avinu? And then the Torah says, leave, and I'll give you the greatest bracha in the world. Why? Why is Hashem offering the greatest bracha in the world just for leaving? Hashem should say, leave v'hishalich lefanai. Why doesn't Rebbe Hashem say, leave and do X, Y, and Z, and then I'll give you the greatest bracha? So the Ramban is bothered by this kash, and the Ramban basically says, really the Torah should describe the tzidkos of Avraham Avinu, but there's one problem. If the Torah is going to go into great detail, and really what the Ramban is troubled by specifically is the fact that the Torah omits the mice of Or Kasdim about throwing into the fire. if the Torah is going to go into great detail about the story in the episode of Or Kasdim, then we're in danger. What's the Torah going to say? Nimrod says, believe in Avodah Zarah. Then the Torah's going to have to describe what the Avodah Zarah looked like. That Nimrod had this like Buddha, and the Buddha had 8 arms, and it had 4 stomachs, and there were 2 rings in the middle stomach. It's not really that nice to start describing the Avodah Zarah. So the Torah throws the whole thing under the rug, ignores the whole issue, and basically says, Hashem told Avram, leave. Because the Torah is afraid, the Torah doesn't want to get into details about the story of Or Kasdim. But there must be something more why the Torah sort of does not give even an iota of biographical information about one of the greatest individuals who ever lived. You know, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, very interesting thing, the Targum says, "Asanefesh asher asu b'charan." These are the nefashos that Avram was meshabed to the Torah. What do you mean the Torah? There's no Torah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says the first 2,000 years of creation are 2,000 years of Torah v'avoyo, followed by 2,000 years of Torah. What do you mean 2,000 years of Torah? Avram was born in 1948, right? The Torah was given in 2448. So 2,000 years of Torah, the Torah is not given for another 450 years. Rabbi Yosef Engel says a chiddush nifla. Vayomer Hashem el Avram is the haschala of Nesinas HaTorah. That was the beginning of the giving of the Torah. This is his galus HaTorah. It's a tremendous chiddush. But so who is he? Why was he zoicha? What did he do? So the Maral in Tu Mekoymos says, he quotes this question on the Ramban, and he says, the secret to answer this question is one of the most important yesodos that we have to think about and we have to feel with every fiber of our being. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, there are 2 types of love. There is a love that's dependent on something, Ava Tulia Badava, which we know is going to cease as soon as what it's dependent on ceases. But then there's something called Ava She'ena Tulia Badava. A love that's not dependent, that's almost irrational, that's it's just a love because it just is. Unconditional love. Had the Torah wrote that there was a man by the name of Avraham Avinu who believed in Hashem so strongly that when Nimrod said, I'm going to throw you into the fire, Avraham Avinu said, so throw me into the fire. Had the Torah said, Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem so much, he traveled the world to be mechkari people. Had the Torah said that Avraham Avinu was a machnes areach par excellence, then I may mistakenly have thought that the reason why the Ribbon Shem loves Avraham and selected Avraham and told Avraham that I'm going to make you into a great nation is because he was such a mamin, because he was such a Baal Chesed, because he was such a Makarev. I would have thought the love of the Ribbon Shem to Avraham is Tluya Bedavar. No, and what's wrong if I would have thought that? Says Maral, you have to understand that at this moment in time, when Hashem is selecting Avraham Avinu, He's not only selecting Avraham Avinu. He is choosing Klal Yisrael. I'll give you an example. Listen carefully. Hashem tells Avraham, V'escha l'goy gadol, make you a great nation. What does Rashi say? Zesha oimrim Elokei Avraham. So, wait a second. Hashem tells Avram, I'm going to make you a great nation. And instead, what does Avram get? That we say in Shemona Esrei, Elokei Avram, Moichel Toibas, what happened to what you told me though? Hashem told him, V'yescha l'goy gadol. So very nice, you know, that's a bad consolation prize. Sorry. Hashem said, I'm going to make you a great nation. Rashi says, no, just kidding. We're going to mention you in Shemona Esrei. That's not what the Ribbon Shem said. If Hashem would have said, we're going to mention you in Shemona Esrei, then that would work out. But Hashem said, V'yescha l'goy gadol. Mizrahi says, Pshat in Rashi. Incredible Mizrahi. Mizrahi says, that look throughout Tanakh. Do we ever find Elokei Moshe? No. Elokei Yecheskel? like Hey Yirmiyah, like Hey David. Why? Weren't they tzaddikim? I mean, David's on the Kisei HaKavai, he's a regular Revi. The answer is, Ribbono Shel Olam does not associate his name with any Yachid. Doesn't matter how great they are, Ribbono Shel Olam will not place his name on a Yachid. Aye, so the Kash is, we say like Hey Avraham. Says Mizrahi, Avraham Avinu is Klal Yisrael. He has a din of Klal Yisrael. When did Hashem say that Avraham Avinu is Klal Yisrael? He said, V'yescha l'goy gadol, I'm going to make you a great nation. Meaning, in you is the selection of Klal Yisrael. V'meila, we're able to say Elokei Avraham, because Avraham is Klal Yisrael. Hashem's not placing his name on Avraham only. He's putting his name on the entirety of the Jewish people. When Hashem selects Avraham, he's choosing me and he's choosing you. He chose us at that moment. When Abayomer Hashem El Avram, Hashem said to every individual here in the room, Hashem's talking to us. He's selecting us. So I might think, if the Torah would have said Avraham jumped into the fire, that the reason why Hashem selected us is because Avraham Avinu was a mamin. Comes the day that we're not maminim, maybe Hashem will say, selection has ended. If the Torah would have said Hashem selected Avraham because he's a Baal Chesed, then comes the day that we're selfish, Hashem will say, have a nice day. Had the Torah says Hashem selected Avraham for any particular reason, you would think whenever that reason is not true anymore, then Ribbono Shel Olam is not boicher in us anymore. Therefore the Torah HaKadosha says, Vayomer Hashem El Avraham. Why? Because. For no reason. Because Hashem just loves Klal Yisrael for no reason. It's Ava She'ena Tuli B'davar. Maharal says further in his drasha for Shabbos HaGadol. The Medrash tells us by Bnei Noach it says, Mihu zeh orei v'sliva l'geshes alai nam Hashem v'yisem li la'om v'anoichi eya lochem elokim. It's a deal. You do what you gotta do, and I'll do what I have to do. When the goyim serve Hashem properly, Hashem says, I'll give you what you need. But by Klal Yisrael, what does the pasuk say? V'yisem li la'am v'anoichi, excuse me. It's by Klal Yisrael, it says, V'yisi lachem le'lakim v'yatem tiyu li la'am. I am your God. Finished, period, no questions asked. By the way, I would appreciate on your end, if you do what you have to do. But it's not dependent, it's not contingent. The love the Ribbono Shel Olam has with Klal Yisrael is Eina Tuliya Bedavar. It's not dependent, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we do. Netzach Yisrael Yishai, the Ribbono Shel Olam will never exchange us. Therefore, at this pivotal moment in Jewish history, when Klal Yisrael is being selected as Hashem's, Hashem does not say a nice word about us, because even when we're rotten to the core, He loves us nonetheless. It's interesting. In the Sefer Igra Dekala of the Bnei Yisachar, he's also bothered by this question. Why is nothing mentioned of the Nisayon of Or Kazdim in the Torah? Why isn't it? I mean, it's a pretty exciting story. Nimrod throws Avram into the fire, Avram is saved. No, I mean, it's a great story. Why is it not in the Torah? So, the Igra Dekala is like the exact opposite of the Maharal. Polar opposite. Had the Torah said that Avraham was thrown into the fire and the Ribbono Shel Olam saved him from the fire, I may make a mistake and think the reason why Avraham and Klal Yisrael selected Hashem, cling to Hashem, love Hashem, is because Ribbono Shel Olam was so good to us that he saved the Tata, the Zayda, Avraham from the fire. You know why Avraham listened when Hashem said, Lech Lecha? You know why Avraham listened when Hashem said, Kachna is Bincha? You know why Avraham keeps on listening to Hashem? Because he's indebted. Because the introduction to Avraham is, Avraham was thrown into the fire and the greatest miracle happened. Nothing, he emerged unscathed. I might have thought Avraham Avinu's love for the Ribbono Shel Olam is Ava Hatzluya Bedavar, and therefore the Torah omits the episode of Or Kazdim so that we realize Avraham loved the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because he just did. Because he was makir that the Ribbono Shel Olam is his father, and that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the great neshama from which emanates a little nitzutz of Avraham's personal neshama. So we have this sort of mutual, unconditional love between Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. That why does Ribbono Shel Olam love us? Not for a reason. It's unconditional. There's nothing that we could do that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you know what? I don't love you anymore. And there's nothing the Ribbono Shel Olam could do that Klal Yisrael will not say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know what? This is not for us. There's this inexplicable Ahava between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Knesset Yisrael. I'll tell you an incredible Parshas Drachim. Parshas Drachim has a kasha. What's going on with Or Kazim? You know, according to Rambam, according to Rabbeinu Yoyin, according to the Rambam, this is one of the Nesyonos. But wait a second. Avraham Avinu, was Avraham Avinu a Yid? Even if he was Machmer to be like a Yisrael, but that's only Lechumra, but Lechaira, he also has to be Machmer on what a Ben Noach is Machmer. If you put a gun to a Ben Noach's head and say, do you believe in one God? Is the Ben Noach allowed to be Moiser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem? No. A Ben Noach is not allowed to give up his life on Kiddush Hashem. He's not Mitzuvah al Kiddush Hashem. And if he does, he's Mischayiv Benafshoi. Suicide. Frek the Parshas Drachim. What's pshat in the Or Kazdim? How was Avraham Avinu allowed to do it? You want to hear Chiddush Nifla? Says the Parshas Drachim. He wasn't. It was a chet. Or Kazdim was an Avera. Avraham Avinu made a mistake. That's pshat in Chazal, that Avraham was only saved b'schus Yaakov. What do you mean b'schus Yaakov? He didn't have enough. That's right. Because it was wrong. He shouldn't have done it. Parshas Drachim. Pella, half of a fella. I shouldn't have done it. The Rambam, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoina is one of the ten Nesyonos. Parshas Drachim, we don't like to talk about it. Says it good Khaled, and now we know why it's not in the Torah. Of course not in the Torah. It's like, you don't put everything on the Shidduch resume, we don't put Or Kazdim in the Torah. But what's the pshat? We're going to say Avraham Avinu made a mistake? No, chas v'shalom. Says the Igra Dekala that he spoke, says the Bnei Yisachar, he spoke to big tzaddikim, big oyavei Hashem. These big oyavei Hashem say that if the Ribbono Shel Olam would say, by the way, if you do this mitzvah, you're going to go to Gehenna. If you do this Avera, you're going to go to Gan Eden. They would still do the mitzvah and not do the Avera. Because their love of the Ribbono Shel Olam is so much, it's so eina tuya b'davar, that they'll say, it doesn't matter what the repercussions are. It's okay. It's kedai just to do your ratzon, even if it means we're going to be punished, or even if doing an avera brings reward. There's something called an avera lishma. Don't try it at home. But there is a concept. Yael Toichiach says the Eger Dekala, that there are circumstances that call that if the person's neshama feels that it is impossible for it to be soivel, chilul Hashem, then even though maybe lehalacha you can't do it, but if it's going to be a chilul shem shamayim, an avera lishma. We don't do an avera lishma. We're not on that madrega. In the times of the Chumash, the Nevi'im, there was such a concept, avera lishma. The Akedah, excuse me, the Or Kazdim, says the Igra Dekala, was an example of Avera Lishma. Where Avraham Avinu knew Lahalacha in the Mishnah Brura, it would say, you're not allowed to be Moisir Nefesh HaKadosh Hashem. But because Avraham Avinu could not be Soivel to see Nimrod desecrated in the name of Hashem publicly, Avraham Avinu was willing to be thrown into the fire, even though it meant losing Olam Hazeh and maybe Olam Haba. It's kedai as avas Hashem avo sheino tuya b'davar. I know one of the main purposes that we come together Thursday night here one of the shiurim is to mechazek the inyan of Shabbos. Of course, it's the one opportunity we have together with our mishpachas. We're busy the whole week. So we come, we learn. We could say over Divrei Torah. We could say over Halachas. Divrei Hesoros. To inspire our families, inspire our wives, inspire our children. Bring out Inyanei Emuna. I want to try to bring out a certain feeling to try to engender on Shabbos. Something that really we derive from this week's parsha. And as important as this is, it's very much overlooked. Maybe because it's so simple, that's why it's so overlooked. Milsa de la rami ale de inish la daite. The Avudraham has a very interesting question. We daven Shemana Esrei three times a day. It's the same exact Shemana Esrei. Comes Yom Tov. Atav Chatan Rikol Amim. Same Shemana Esrei. Come Shabbos, and all of a sudden, Friday night, Atakidashta. Shabbos morning, Yisnach Moshe, Musaf, Tikanto Shabbos, Mincha, Atar Echad. Why did the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah formulate four different texts of the Shemana Esrei? For what purpose? What were they trying to accomplish? Says the Avudraham, very interesting idea. That we know on Shabbos is the union of Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. It's like a marriage. Ribbono Shel Olam is the chasan, and Knesset Yisrael is the kala. Kedushin, marriage, has many stages. Kedushin, Nesuin, Bishimchas Chasan Mekala. There's Yichud. Says Avudraham, Friday night Ata Kiddushta. That's Kedushin. Ata Kiddushta. That's the beginning of the process. Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe, Yisimchas Chasan Mekala. Musaf is a Tosefes Ksuba. If you have a Kala, you want to show extra Ava, you add on to the Ksuba. Comes Mincha. Rava de Ravin is the most intimate, it's the highest point of the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. What do we say? Ata Echad, that's the Yichud. That's the Yichud. Says the Tzadik HaKohen, now we understand. Friday night by Kiddush, Zalakois. Shabbos morning, Alakois. By Shalashudis, why is there no Kois? Says very Pashat. Friday night is Kiddushin. Friday night is Kois Shel Erusin. Shabbos morning is Nesuin. Kois Shel Nesuin. Minchas Yichud. There's no Kois by the Yichud. So there's no Kois by Shalashudis. I always wondered, I don't know, maybe it's not a question. One of the, you know, at the peak of the Rava de Raven, the end of Shabbos comes, and in some communities they sing it at the very beginning of Shabbos. Yedid Nefesh Avarachama. Oh, yeah, it was written by the Rabbi Lezer Azkiri, the author of the Sefer Haredim. Sefer Haredim was the Shamish in Sfas. He used to sweep. He was a janitor. Nobody knew who he was. And once Simchas Torah, the Arizal takes the janitor and starts dancing with him. I said, well, why are you dancing with the janitor? He says, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai himself came down to dance with him. I shouldn't dance with him myself. He was Megala, who the Reb Lezer Askiri was. This, I don't really understand that Friday night is, you know, Kedushin, Nesuin, Yichud. And what's the crescendo of Shabbos? Of Harachamon! Huh? That's like a different type of relationship of Arachaman. Merciful Father, Merciful Father. Is that the highest Madrega? Merciful Father? Kedushin, Nesuin, Yichud, of Arachaman. Tell you a story. So I mentioned my grandfather was a Rav in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Since 1951. My father's always inside. My father's not a rabbi. He's not a practicing rabbi. But many years ago, maybe 35 years ago, my grandfather wasn't well. And in America, at least, one of the jobs of out-of-town rabbonim is they do what's called, they officiate at a hakamas matzeva. Why you need a rabbi? I don't know. But you should definitely call your rabbi. And my grandfather wasn't up for the job. So my grandfather said, my father will do it. You know, he said, my son will do it. So, fine. So this like 6'9", big burly Western Pennsylvanian man came to my grandfather's house to pick up my father. And he said, you know, in his Western Pennsylvania accent, Rabbi, I'm going to take you out to the cemetery. I'm going to show you all of us. So my father wasn't really sure what he was referring to. So he takes him out to the cemetery. He said, Rabbi, we're all here. Uncle's here. My aunt is here. My other aunt is here. My brother's here. My sister's here. My wife is here. And he's showing off the collection of graves like he'd be showing off a bottle cap collection. My son is here. My daughter is here. And no emotion. The guy's like 6'9". In America, he could be a football player. No emotion. And then he shows him the grave of his father and his mother. And this 6'9", Western Pennsylvania man, he breaks down crying like a little baby for his father and his mother that died 40 years earlier. The tug of a father. You know what's different about the relationship with a father? You know what's different about the relationship with a mother? It's the very first relationship that's implanted in the human heart the moment you're born. A person is born into this world, and the first ahava that's programmed into the human heart is an ahava to a father. It's the most natural love. The most natural love is not spouse to another, is not brother and sister, it's a love of a child to a parent. A parent's love to a child comes later in life. The first love in the human heart is a love to a father. What is a Ribbono Shel to us? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Haloi hu avicha. Isn't he your father? That's the relationship we find in the Chamishei Chomsei Torah. It's very interesting. In the Maseilas Yesharim, when he talks about Avas Hashem, if you look at number 10, says in Maseilas Yesharim, V'hinei zois vadai, she'ava zois tzorech sheloi tia ava hatluya b'davar. The love we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam is not a love that's dependent on something. Dehainu she'yav ha'vore yisparach, that you should love the Ribbono Shel Olam, al she'meitiv elav, because he gives us parnasa, he gives us happiness. No, that's not why you should love Hashem. U'ma'ashiroi, u'ma'atzliach ha'isai. You know what type of love you should have for the Ribbono Shel Olam? Elo ke'ahavas haben la'aviv. The love of a child to a father. Shehi ahava tivis mamish. That's mamish, a natural love. As opposed to what? To me, it almost sounds like the Maseilas Yesharim is saying this point. The most deep, ingrained love in the human being, the ava, that's ava tivis mamish, is avas haben la'aviv. Why does a child love his father? Shetivoy machrichoy v'kaifeyul laza. Your nature forces you. It's inexplicable. It's inexplicable. I remember I once told my kid, Naftali. He said, Naftali, you know why I love you? He said, no. He said, because I just do. He said, that doesn't make any sense. It's true. It doesn't make any sense. But the most natural inborn love that we have is Avas HaBen La'aviv. Taimer Devaira writes, Yisrael Am Kroivai. Mamish korva yesh lo imam ubanav him. When we say levei sam korva, it's not the pshat. You know, I'm close to Hashem. We're a korov to Hashem. Ki kor, there's korva mamish. Ribbono Shel Olam is our tata. Chavetz Chaim writes. I mean, it's the most obvious thing in the world, and for some reason, it's like we forget about it. We put on tefillin every day. We say Shema every day. But there's also mitzvah of Yahavta Yis Hashem Laikecha, to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you have to do something. The Chafetz Chaim writes, the same way, let's say you say the words, "Ushartim la'ois al yadecha," but you don't put on tefillin then, you put it on later. The Gemara says, you're made edo sheker. He says, the Chafetz Chaim, how could you say the words, "V'ahavta es Hashem lekecha," and not at that moment engender ava b'libay? What's the nafkamina? Tefillin is a mitzvah d'oraisa, ava Hashem is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And even though in the Maseilas Yesharim, you know, it's listed as one of the highest madrigos, I once heard from Avigdor Miller, Zechasar Lebracha, obviously the highest levels of Avas Hashem are the highest madrigos, but there is a low level of Avas Hashem that you could tell a 13-year-old kid, this is one of your 613 mitzvahs. How do you tell a little kid to love Hashem? All you got to do is you tell him, there's a tata, and you do love Hashem. You don't have to create it. It's there. It's inborn. It's ingrained. We just have to pull it out. We have to access it. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if at that moment there's not enough time while you're saying the Shema to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. I remember Miller used to say that at least once a day, if you ever heard Rav Miller talk, you should say, I love you, Hashem. So I'm very glad to say, and Ramon used to say, so you're embarrassed to say it, so you go into a phone booth. Now, unfortunately, in America, there is no such thing. But I'm glad to see that in England, even though they don't work, they're mekayim, the tzava, Avigdor Miller, Zechasag of Racha, and they put different mekoymos for people. But in America, what do they do in America? So they invented something called the cell phone, where everybody walks around all day talking on the phone. So nobody's going to know who you're talking to. It's another opportunity. If you don't want to call, you could text, you could email. There are many ways to be mekayim the inyan. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if at the time you're saying Shema, it's too difficult to be mechavim, to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem, l'chol ha'pocha, it's the same way we don't eat before we put tefillin on, and we don't eat before we take luv and esreg. Don't leave the shul in the morning until you know you put in your back pocket the mitzvah, the oraisa of Yahavta is Hashem lekecha. L'chol ha'pachais, go through a Shabbos, you're going through a Kedushin, you're going through a Nesuin, you're going through a Simchas Chasam Mekala. At the very least, by the time Shabbos is over and you've sung, you did nefesh of harachaman. At least once a week, to mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa that's incumbent upon us every day. And it's a mitzvah you can mekayim any moment of the day, every second of the day. But at least to come out of a Shabbos, realizing that what we're trying to accomplish is there's a relationship we have with Hashem. There are many dimensions of it. There's a relationship of chasen and kala, and that's what we try to engender in the tefillos. A relationship of Kiddushin, Nesuin, Simchas Chasam Rekala, Yichud. Person should try to engender those hargashas and those feelings with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But at the very climax of the Shabbos, Yidid Nefesh of Harachaman. So we hope to be able to emphasize and focus on this Ryan, on this idea on Shabbos. And Mitzvah Hashem, every Shabbos, we hope to climb higher and higher and build on this. V'yitaka b'zoicha, kol ha'ma'anigas ha'Shabbos, nechem lai nachala b'li mitzara.
A short break for a few minutes, just with the rabbi to get his breath back.